Today's Monday, May 1st. The Rundown's brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Right now, you can get a 1 month trial of any of their razors for just $1 plus free shipping. That means you could do their executive razor, which is their most high quality razor on the market. They got Dr. Carver shave butter. They've got hair products. They've got lotion. They've got anything you need to groom, to manscape, whatever you want to call it, so you make sure you look your best, feel your best. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/barstool. You're going to get that 1 month trial for just $1 and free shipping. After that, no long-term commitments. There's no hooks, no gimmicks. You can cancel whenever you want. You can have them shipped every month, every other month, whatever you want. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/barstool to start that free trial today. A lot to get into today. We've got a lot of topics. We'll start with the big news at the end of last week and now the lawsuit that has subsequently been filed with Ja Rule and Firefest, which was probably the greatest concert debacle of all time. I love the story. I love absolutely every angle of the story. Ja Rule headlining what was supposed to be a high-end luxury festival, right? In the Bahamas. $12,000 a person was the average ticket. You were supposed to get cabanas. You were supposed to get all these great performances. Everyone shows up on the island. They're in FEMA
tents. I don't know.
If
I think you're wrong on that. I don't think they were like great performances. I love Blink 182. I think they were the headliner.
Yeah, they were like headlining. Right.
Isn't Blink one of those that stinks in like person too? Blink's famous for like sucking in person.
They don't even have Tom DeLonge anymore. He was the superstar, if you ask me.
If they're pulling out in the year 2017, that's a problem. They should be taking whatever they can get.
I think they're more famous than take whatever you can get. But if you're the headliner, then I can't say I don't think you have a ton of great acts coming.
No, I agree with that.
Now, Ja Rule,
which tells me that like a lot of the smarter, bigger teams looked at it and were like,
this is not gonna fucking
work. It's not gonna work.
Now, Ja Rule fucking crushed it at the Super Bowl. We got him before this disaster. He is now being sued. Him and like the Firefest people, whoever that is, are being sued for $100 million. I love every angle of this story. I love that it was probably all like spoiled rich kids playing $12,000
to go.
I fucking hate the losers who were like, I spent my last money on this. Then you're an asshole for that. And I think it's ridiculous that anybody thought the Bahamas was gonna be able to pull off this like fucking ridiculous luxury event. So take it however you want it, go nuts.
The Friday was awesome. Friday morning was just a great morning.
The hashtag Fire Festival like scene was just
the
incredible.
The picture, things are coming, like always happens, social media runs with something and the facts come out later. Like, I'm now reading today that those sandwiches weren't real. Like, that wasn't a real thing. They actually had good food there.
But they were living in tents.
They were legitimate refugee tents.
Yeah.
Yes. All the pictures coming out of people freaking out on planes. They were getting locked inside of rooms so they couldn't go out and complain. The whole medical staff, the Red Cross said, fuck it, not us. They left. If the Red Cross decides.
If they leave and they're like, this is too much, because think about the shit that the Red Cross has been like, no, we can handle this. And this is what they're leaving?
The concert? No. No.
Definitely not good. Also, whoever said that, like, this is the one group of people, like Ja Rule, they are so fucked now. This is the group of people you do not want coming after you with lawyers and everything. These people love lawyers.
Oh yeah.
Like they've gotten rich going to lawyers for every little thing. Like come after idiots like us. Now they're going after like legitimate Ja Rule, all that shit.
Of course, you sue who's ever at the top, right? But like, Ja Rule, he's not fucking setting up the tents and shit. He doesn't know this kind
of
stuff.
Well, it's actually
where's Ja?
I read an article this weekend. It was like an op-ed in the New York Times or New York Magazine or something like that. That was by one of the guys who was hired to be a producer for this.
Yeah, he knew from the jump. Like, this is going to be a disaster, right?
It was like 2 months ago he flew down.
Right, like, this is never going to work.
There was nothing.
Yeah.
And he was like, I immediately presented them the idea. I presented the execs at Firefest. I said, roll the tickets back to 2018 and let's start working on that because we're that far behind.
Right.
And the Firefest exec said, bro, let's just do it and be fucking legends.
Yo, you know
which
what?
Is like,
if I'm in court, I'd be like, well, those guys win.
Yeah. Like, what are you gonna say? That they're like, that's almost like the I forgot argument. Or it's just like, well, I mean, what are you gonna say?
Like, I was trying to be a legend, bro. Okay.
And then the guy went on to say like, Ja Rule was coming to for a site visit. But he never went to the site. He just stayed on his yacht in Exuma.
It's like, the whole, yeah, like, we're good. Looks
good. I like
good
that.
Here.
Drinking, like, that looks great over there. Yeah.
Cool and island, let's
I'll
go.
Play over
he
there,
decided
sure.
After that, he was like, oh, no, but Ja Rule did come to dinner one night and made a toast at dinner, which was, here's to living like movie stars, partying like rock stars, and fucking like porn stars. which is about the worst toast ever given.
Yeah.
Like, just as bad as it gets.
I mean, if you're throwing around, let's just be fucking legends, and you're giving toast, like, I think that toast plays for Firefest.
Oh, it does. It does. But it's the lamest, worst toast.
Well, it's also the whole mindset of everyone. It's like, we're all so legendary in everything we do. Like, of course this will be awesome. And, like, nobody actually made it awesome.
I'm kind of on their side now.
Well, here's the thing, they should have just fucking done it. Here's what
I do. Woodstock. Like, I don't know. Just sit on the fucking island and listen to the music. Who cares?
The reviews I saw said that there was, like, when you first came off the plane, there was a shitload of alcohol and Instagram models pouring tequila down your throat.
Sold.
I like
Look,
that. Right.
I can make that a good weekend.
I'll make it work.
If you want to fucking throw me into that on an island, where there were, I guess, some feral dogs running around. they weren't sure if they were wolves or
allegedly.
Not.
Allegedly.
They're like, what's that off in the sunset? Are those wolves or dogs that want to eat us? Like, I could still, if you have Instagram models dumping tequila down my throat, I can make a weekend out of
it. It might not be worth 12 grand, but I can play that place. Yeah.
Dude, yeah. Like, also, I actually retweeted the Bahamas videos.
Me and the Bahamas had a little thing going on Friday. They kept saying that I'm a cunny boy, which apparently is pussy. Cunny. And they must have said cunny at me 50,000 times.
I like that.
My mom's cunny. You're a cunny boy. Hold your cunny.
I kind of like that.
I learned
too.
A lot of new slang on Friday from the Bahamas. They were not happy with me. But yeah, we'll see what happens with the $100 million lawsuit. Shout out to Ja Rule. Maybe some of that Barstool money will help you out there. Also, this weekend was the Vladimir Klitschko fight, which was, I don't know what happened in the rest of the fight. I don't know how the rest of heavyweight boxing is, how the sport is, but that final round was awesome.
It was carnage.
It was heavyweight boxing at its finest. Klitschko got knocked out five times.
It wasn't heavyweight boxing at its finest because I found out about this fight at noon on a Sunday or Saturday.
Yes,
yeah.
That's my point.
How was it not better promoted?
I know that the sport's all fucked, but I'm saying that shit was straight out of Rocky. Like, monster hits. The ref let him play. That picture where you call them Rock'em Sock'em robots, I mean, his neck is twice as long as it should be, and the dude delivering the hit looks straight like Mike Tyson in Punch-Out. He's got, like, the classic punch. The whole thing was awesome.
That was my main takeaway, is that pretty much, like, I'm not a big fucking boxing guru. I just tune in when people tell me to tune in. 99% of the time, you're, like, disappointed. It's, like, strategic. They're fucking shadow
the Mayweather
boxer, basically.
Shit.
You're like, whatever.
Yeah.
This was literally, it felt like a video game. I was like, what are they doing? And then he just, that uppercut was.
He was out. He was so out. That
awesome.
That's so lucky.
Every time I see those guys take, like, one of those swings, they usually miss by 5 feet. And I'm like, I wonder if one of those connected. That's what it was.
That's what
happens. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he almost lost his head. Shit. His head almost came off of his body.
You can literally see, like, the tendons in his neck look like William Wallace in The Rack. Like, he's just stretched as tight as possible. Every fiber of his being is like, bro, don't fall off the body. Yep.
And honestly, the fact that he got up two more times and stayed in that fight. Like, I know, dude, you got your ass fucking whooped in that final round, but my hat's off to you, because that you have to have something, a screw loose, where you keep getting up after taking hits like that.
I think he just was on a different planet. I think you need to check that ref's.
Yes.
The ref's
he's
background,
so lucky that,
I think
that
Klitschko fucked his wife or something. Like, that dude wanted Klitschko.
Yo, they do this thing where they just grab your fist, you know? Like,
yeah, right.
Oh, okay. No, I can put my fist like this.
What he's
I'm good.
Doing, he's
good.
Feeling You're a fine. Pulse. He's like, yeah, he's alive. One. Get back up there, kid.
That's all it takes. The NFL draft wrapped up this weekend. Chad Kelly, Swag Kelly, was Mr. Irrelevant after having the live stream with him on his couch, basically his own little electric chair, which was the furthest thing from electric. He passed out. Completely comatose, might have been dead, might have been on heroin, we're not sure. Goes last in the draft, gets deemed Mr. Irrelevant, then Mia Khalifa, who is his long-standing internet feud, she comes out of the clouds, she says he's Mr. Irrelevant, that means she's the Black Widow, everybody just clowning this dude. I was on Swag Kelly's side originally, because I hate how Mia Khalifa aired him out publicly on the DMs, but then he did it again, and then he looked like a total fucking idiot on his live stream. The dude's a clown. He's Mr. Irrelevant.
You want to talk about a guy who keeps getting up when he should have stayed down? It's fucking Swag Kelly, dude.
It's a great call.
Dude, get out of town. It's fucking...
It's a wrap for you, bro.
It's over. It's over.
Like, go be a car
salesman. I mean, that's the bottom line, because you want to be on his side. You're like, I want to stand with you. I could easily have done the shit you did, but, like, you keep coming back, you keep putting yourselves in those positions, and then she's going to bury you. She loves doing that.
She loves it. She's such an asshole.
Because it's like, fuck her, but, like... You made him look like shit. You
made himself look like shit.
How do you not have one person in your camp or your family come over and be like, psst, wake up, dude. Wake up. You're on
anything but what they did. Like, anything but what he did.
Even if he took a nap, it would kind of be funny. The way he was, like, slumped over. Drugged.
Bad look. The thing that I feel like we're all surprised by this, shouldn't we have known this the day he started calling himself Swag Kelly? That something
that's one of those things
was going to go awry.
If you're going to be Swag Kelly, you better be awesome. Yeah. You better be a no-doubter.
There's significant doubts surrounding Swag Kelly.
I would say so. I think that's a fair assessment.
Yeah, plenty.
Mel Kiper.
We were talking about this on KFC Radio today. How fuck, not KFC Radio, on Rundown. Fucking whatever show we did.
We're on the Rundown.
Yeah, the other one.
Radio.
Radio. How mean is Mr. Irrelevant? Like, yeah. What a horrible term.
And it's
to bring
like,
to a weekend of joy.
Universally accepted that everybody uses it.
Fuck this 20-year-old who just achieved his dream.
Yep. In an age of like bitch. Bullying, cyberbullying, all that shit, it's like, we're just going to make fun of this guy relentlessly.
Yeah,
we're going to give him a title, and we're all going to do it, and it's going to be a thing.
Irrelevant is the worst word, too, because you're not like attacking someone. You're just like, no, all your efforts, you're just, they're not doing anything. You're just,
nothing.
You're irrelevant.
You're just totally indifferent.
Fuck you,
all
I'm
that
irrelevant.
Work, really, for nothing.
And you can't fight back. You can't be like, I'm irrelevant, because like, who the fuck claims that they're relevant?
If you have to make the argument I'm relevant, they're not relevant.
Yeah, right.
Dude, totally like, and Kevin was saying how, like, Kevin was trying to say it's not so bad because people forget about it pretty quickly.
Okay.
But you don't.
Yeah.
When you're
Mr.
Irrelevant,
that sticks with you forever.
You're like, you have like a Ray Finkel room, like, because it's always like some offensive lineman from Iowa who's right. Mr. Irrelevant. Like, he just has in his barn, he just has this fucking irrelevant poster. Every
irrelevant.
Headline calling him Mr. Irrelevant, and it eats away at his soul until the day he mercifully
it's
dies.
It's like when you go to sleep at night, he's like, am I relevant? I don't know.
Maybe.
If I don't wake up in the morning, will anyone give a shit? Apparently not.
From Chad Kelly to Minka Kelly, Jesse Williams, who. He went viral last year for like a Black Lives Matter type of speech at an award show. Do you remember that?
This award, this is not for me. This is for the real organizers all over the country, the activists, the civil rights attorneys, the struggling parents, the families, the teachers, the students that are realizing that a system built to divide and impoverish and destroy us cannot stand if we do. All right?
Yes.
So
I think it was the BET Awards.
Right.
I'm not kidding.
And so he is just bailing on his entire life, wife and kids, to go be with Minka Kelly. And I can't fault that guy one fucking bit.
Yeah, you got to be our best guy here because, I mean, we always, guys like us, we're always like, man, that's what I would do.
Like, I feel like my wife would be like, it's Minka.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, too.
Good luck.
I don't think people are bringing this up. If we can get a graphic of his wife. She does, Jesse Williams, objectively a hot-ass dude.
Great-looking guy.
Wife, not so much. So that's one of those things, it's a ticking time bomb.
You know the other shoe's about to drop eventually.
Right? It's like T.I. and what's her name?
Oh, that chick is a creature.
Tiny.
She's
tiny.
A fucking alien.
Who looks like that fucking porn star Pinky? You know her? Just fucking.
I don't know, but I'm sure that's spot on accurate analysis.
We'll trust
she's
you.
She's gross.
We'll trust you.
Tiny is gross. Tiny and Pinky. There you go. I mean, that's a porn show right there.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
Listen, yeah. If we're being 100% real, am I just going to bail on my family for Minka Kelly? No. If I were going to bail on my family, it would be for someone like Minka Kelly.
Yeah.
Although, I have a theory about her. Something's wrong with her.
Why?
Because...
This is Lila Garrity seeping into your subconscious.
A, she played that a little too well. B, she's way too hot to be... She's not as famous as she should be. Like, she should be married to, like, a billionaire. Like
well,
that Mariah Carey dude
I think
or something.
She's crazy rich. She doesn't need to.
From what?
Her dad's the fucking drummer of Aerosmith. Or guitarist of Aerosmith.
I didn't know that.
She's also
So yeah, there is something wrong with you. Okay. If you grew up and your dad's a fucking rock star.
Yeah, okay, so then fine. For different reasons. There's just something wrong with her. When Jeter was like, no, that's a good symbol. That's a good sign of a guy who was like, I'm only gonna marry a chick who's like legit and normal. He was like, you're out of here, and nobody else picked her up.
Well,
except for this fucking guy.
She's also very sneaky in that, like, she's got that look of that girl like Insta Mary, you just want to like
kiss her on the forehead, yep. Fuck her in, and have like a nice night with her.
Yeah.
But she's clearly like she's fucking married, dudes, and shit.
Right.
So there's like that's under the surface is very dangerous,
which you know is pretty fucking hot too. But it's
great.
Like there's just red flags whether you want to go in on them or not. I don't know, but there's
it's red flags that don't matter.
Right.
You've seen them pop up.
Really? Like,
oh, sure.
I'll do whatever.
I'm coming.
She is
matter.
Sexy.
Yeah, she's great.
She's sexy because her dad's a guitarist or whatever. And her mom was just a groupie. So her mom was just some crazy hot
that's
chick he used to fuck.
Sex on sex.
All
on
kinds
sex.
Of stuff yeah. inside.
That's she's almost like, I'm not, forget about it. I'm just gonna like fuck married dudes. Cause like I'm the daughter of a groupie and a guitarist.
Yeah, yep.
Just know who you are.
Good for her.
We keep it moving with the marriage theme here. The Fenway proposal.
With unsuccessful marriages.
Unsuccessful marriages, yes. When I first saw this headline, I assumed it was like a stunt or, you know, a viral video.
Come on, you knew I wrote this. I don't fall for the stunts.
That's what I was like, Feilberg, what? And then I saw the video, the follow-up video of the crowd chanting, just say yes, just say yes. Just say yes, just say yes. It's not only hilarious, but it's just correct advice. Like, that girl, she needs to just say yes, and then you, like, break up with him in the car. You can't do that to another person. You might as well fucking shoot them in the face.
I agree with you on almost every other situation, but if you propose at a game, you don't deserve happiness. You deserve the embarrassment that comes with a woman saying no to you.
You are white trash.
And if you do it at Fenway, too. Fenway is the lamest fucking shit in the world. I'm sure other stadiums have this, but Fenway has the proposal deck. Where it's
lame.
Like, what says love stronger than getting down your knee in the seventh inning of a baseball game in front of a Budweiser sign? Like, you are fucking such a loser.
Look,
if that's what you're
doing. If you're going to do this, if you're going to go through all this, set it up, do the proposal, fucking deck, shit, whatever, you got to know that she's going to say yes.
Dude,
like, you
even. I'm going to take it a step further. When you propose, you have to know the answer.
You can't
yes.
even be close to know. You got it's got to be like for 2 years.
Lock.
Your family's been looking at you every time you go to tie your shoe. Like,
yes,
oh,
yes,
here it comes.
Yes.
And like
your girlfriend has to borderline hate you. You have to be getting bullied.
Right.
Her family hates you for sure. Everyone is the
so
you have to be the guy who everyone's sitting around like he hasn't done it yet.
It almost makes me think this fucking guy was so nervous she was gonna say no. He was like, I'm gonna put her in front of fucking 50,000 people.
Force her.
So there's no way she can say no. And then she still said no.
And
so,
that's not a bad tactic.
No,
right, I'll tell
that's
you what
I mean. That's what I mean.
This is kind of going to be like Superman saying Kryptonite fucks him up right now. But like, if anyone ever proposes to me at any moment, yes, I'm saying yes. If it's in public and there's one person who could see out of the corner of their eye, I'm saving the embarrassment. I'm saying yes,
just to avoid the awkwardness.
And we'll be married for 40 fucking years, and we'll see who gets even more miserable. Like, that's just the way I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, she can't. She just can't fucking say no there. You can't.
Oh, and also, shout out to everyone's chanting, just say yes. And then there's the one dude who's like, no, no, don't say yes, don't do it. That guy knows.
Yes, don't do it.
Don't say yes.
Don't do it.
Yes, say yes.
Don't do it.
Say yes.
That guy's seen some shit. From Fenway to Citi Field, we wrap up with this, my long-lost son, who goes by Mets Maniac on Twitter, just unleashing rants on the Mets.
Oh my God, we won 2 out of 3, big deal. This team is an absolute fucking joke, 23-8. Syndergaard, get out of here, you little Barbie doll, get the fuck out of here.
The Mets had not a good weekend. It started out pretty good, took the first two games from the Nationals, and then Syndergaard ripped his fucking lat off his ribs, and they lost 23-5.
I do respect Syndergaard refusing to go to the doctor.
I don't, you asshole.
Because if you don't go to the doctor, you're not sick and you're not hurt.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a doctor in 7 years. Look at me.
Yeah, that works for idiots like us. For him, when there's a decent amount of money on the line, I get in the fucking tube, bro.
It's like if you don't get an STD test, you can't have an STD. If you don't get an MRI, yeah, you can't have a torn lat.
Guess what? You can. Go get your STD test because it can happen.
I want to say for a guy like me, I'm not really that in tune with baseball during the regular season, all that. The amount of time I've spent in the last couple weeks watching Mets fans bitch about the Mets, from Frank the Tank, his vlog last night, vlog, whatever the fuck you call it, was just... I was in tears laughing when he was like, he wants heads to roll.
And now, the only thing left is for the heads to start rolling. And I want heads to roll. I want that entire medical staff head to roll. I want to see every strength conditioning coach, any doctor, any dentist, any therapist, anyone that does anything medically associated with the Mets, from their weight room to CVS. Whoever works at the CVS the Mets go to, the Walgreens, the Rite Aid, the Duane Reade, where they get their medicines from, their medical supplies, fire them all. And it's fire Sandy, fire the pitching coach, fire everyone. I want heads to roll.
All that stuff, it was great. This kid piling on top of it, sure, great. It was like basically, you know, the same stuff.
This
it was
is,
great. It's
this
fun
is my
to
life,
watch.
And I've been alone. I haven't been alone, but I've been the only person publicly doing it. And now I got a little team. I got a little squad. It's me, fucking 600 pound fried the tank and a 13-year-old boy.
But it's great because it's a reminder, like, if you three are, like, all that well known for doing it, there's just, like, millions of you out there being miserable. It makes it even better.
Yeah, there's a lot of miserable fans. We are over dramatic, but we're often right and usually goes horribly wrong. And we're, like, way too into it. I don't want to play the, like, we care so much card, but I don't know. We're weird. Mets fans are, there's no real comparable.
It's almost like you guys enjoy it. It really is.
You know what? I don't. I make the best of it. I try to roll with it. I don't like it. I'd rather it not be that way if you gave me the choice.
But it's just, it couldn't be. It just couldn't be.
It could not be any other way.
Like,
no, there's no other way.
It's great. It's
and
fun.
It's never going to change. People are like, oh, you're going to get one one day. I'm like, I'm absolutely not going to get one.
You were really close really recently.
So fucking close. That like, was it. That was my chance.
That's what gets lost in Mets Twitter.
No.
Two years ago, you're in the World Series.
That's not the point. That's the entire point. That was our shot. That was my one shot. And we fucking blew it. And everyone, I say this every time, and everyone gives credit to the Royals. The Mets lost that series. They played like
you finally got the number one contender.
The Royals had a lot of contact this series.
Fucking contact. You guys are dicks.
Also, this kid's gonna say the N-word in one of these rants. That's really my take on it.
Get out of here, boy!
This kid's so close to saying the N-word. It's right on the tip of his fucking.
You're watching every video like, no, don't say it, don't say it.
Playing it on the radio, I was like, this kid's gonna call someone a bad word. Very good. He sounds like every voiceover from Friday Night Lights, like when people are just driving in the car, they're playing. I forget what the radio host name is.
I know what you're talking about.
I can't believe Coach Taylor had thoughts in the game back there.
Do you think, we debated this a little bit on radio, Riggs, do you think this kid, is the real deal through and through? A little bit of like evidence to present here. His Instagram page says, just sit back and laugh, let's go Mets. This is a satire page only. I don't know what 12-year-old boy is putting up a fucking Instagram
page
saying
it's a satire
page.
That's the thing is that
he's
fucking 12, so unless he's got like some genius
parents.
Supposedly
Southern, I guess.
Some genius parents that are like orchestrating the whole thing, but how can you be 12 and like... and like act like that or whatever you want to call it.
It's weird both ways. It's weird if he has like someone feeding
him. It started from something real.
He knows all the right topics. I mean, he was talking about the Mets trainer.
Yeah.
He knows the, you know, all the names, all the correct hot button
issues.
Dude,
no 12-year-old. I didn't know he was calling out fucking Ray Ramirez or whatever his name is. No 12-year-old.
But you know it too. Well, it's fucking weird.
Because all you do is bitch about him.
Exactly.
But like no 12-year-old. Like I didn't know any fucking trainers when I was 12.
I think it started from somewhere real. It might have been like, you know.
People are they're calling for fire Ray Ramirez shirts, by the way, which would like really honestly sell so much in Mets land. But he's like just a normal ass dude who's just a bad trainer. I can't like put shirts on to like campaign for his job. He'll one day get fired and people will be like, you got that guy fired. Yeah. And he's just like a trainer, regular dude, like stretching asshole. Athletes. After show, we got to talk about your boy, Robbie Fox. Riggs, you almost have to fire this guy.
Yeah, I mean,
you brought him into this world, right? You have to take him out.
I've been through it a handful of different times with different shit with Robbie. And
Pete said it best. I actually didn't know this about Robbie. So, Robbie Fox thinks that yellow Gatorade is green because he's a fucking
which
idiot.
Just like, it's not even something you can
it's not
argue.
A thing.
Like, you can't
that's
even
what I said. Listen,
argue it.
I've done this for years. Well. Like, we argue things that are unanswerable, where it's always opinions, and it's just fun, like, dumb banter.
It's like if someone was like, the floor is made of water.
Yeah, it's like, just like, no, it's not. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Coley was like, oh, I'm surprised we didn't get a lot of calls on the radio about the Gatorade thing. I'm like, what are people going to do?
Right.
Just call
There's
it and be like,
nothing.
You're right, it's yellow.
It's like you just got bored and wanted to argue something fucking wrong to argue.
That's not true. That's what you do.
Okay, go on.
Valid point, continue.
I'm just saying you do a thing where you just like to argue for the sake of arguing. I put it out there because my receipt said it was yellow, and I was like, I've always called this green. But I know some people do call it yellow. Apparently 91% of the world calls it yellow.
Including Gatorade.
Yeah, that was bad. I thought I was so right that I DM'd the official Gatorade.
And that's the real concern. That's where I say you have to fire this guy, Riggs. You can't trust a dude who's like calibrated that incorrectly. That's like proposing and getting a no.
Yeah,
he's the Fenway proposal guy being like, I'm just going to fucking write to Gatorade.
My favorite part about the exchange with Gatorade, too, was that like Gatorade was like, no, it's yellow. And then his response was, but. And then he like kept like, no, there's no but.
I could prove Gatorade wrong. I think it's green.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can't fire Robbie. He's like,
He's beyond you now?
Yeah.
Like
he's not my guy. He doesn't give me coffee anymore. He's not my guy. It stinks.
Well, someone's got to fire this kid.
We can't
have you around.
Yo,
I've so gotten into it
figure
with
this out. We got this idiot here who thinks yellow is green.
And you guys are right. That's why there's no calls in the radio show. It's not an argument. There's like
I'm struggling for things to say, but like to comment on the yellow Gatorade being yellow.
That's right. It's just
yellow.
That's it. On to the next topic.
You tweeted it like it's officially green. Like, the actual color is green. You could say it's yellow.
Some blogger wrote, like, according to Photoshop, it's, like, skewing towards green. There's two things at work here. One, it's yellow. The world says it's yellow. Gatorade says it's yellow. Two, whatever fucking color matrix you want to look at, this is more about just not being an asshole and fitting into society. Yeah. I mean, like,
you can't say it's not arguable, and then, like, every color matrix you could ever look at is like, yeah, it's green.
They're not really. They're like, and I love your argument that, like, if you add green to things, it overpowers. I don't know. We're not fucking mixing up colors here. We're just talking about Gatorade.
Right.
And it's yellow.
I look at it, and it's a very bright green. It's like an electric green, not in the way that we use the word electric. Like, in the color sense, it's electric.
It's just, and then, so we asked, all right, there is now a green Gatorade. If you were to ask, if someone said, bring me a green Gatorade, and there was the green and the yellow, what would
you
do?
That's my whole thing. Clarify. If I say, get me a yellow Gatorade, or give me a green Gatorade, and you come home with a yellow one, I'm gonna fucking waterboard you with that Gatorade. That's the only thing that's gonna happen. I'm gonna be fucking
Gatorade board you.
Because it makes no sense.
Bob, what about you?
You know, said yourself, you're like, if someone told me to get a yellow Gatorade, I'd come home with a yellow Gatorade.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the end of the argument.
Yeah.
You haven't made a good point yet.
Wait a minute. That was crazy. You just completely argued against yourself.
I just know some people are weird and they call it yellow. Apparently 91% of people.
What about in the Super Bowl when you can bet on the color? Like, what would you, for the when they dump it? What would you say if that yellow came out? You'd be like, oh, green one.
Yeah.
You would say that at your Super Bowl party. Yeah, I bet on green. I'm a winner.
You're a fucking asshole,
Bob.
Yeah,
you're
sorry.
It's unbelievable. Somebody fire this kid. We can't have him around anymore.
Somebody that can fire him now, fire him.
Please. That's the rundown.
All right.